Hi, I'm Kevin Pledge, Chair of the SOA Annual Meeting. Thank you for joining this podcast. I've been the Programme Chair for the past 5 years, so this will be my sixth and actually final annual meeting in this role. Although the role has evolved this year and I'm joined by Kelly Featherstone as co-chair. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kevin.
Kelly, do you want to say a few things about the meeting theme?
Yes. This year's theme is Evolve, Empower, Elevate, and is all about embracing change and moving forward. Evolve with today's disruptive technology, empower yourself through innovation, elevate the actuarial profession. Attendees will see this theme in the sessions, exhibitions, and networking opportunities. Kevin, the annual meeting is in your hometown this year. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Toronto?
So we'll pick up on these themes later in the discussion as we talk about the sessions that we'll be covering. But first, let me say a few things about Toronto, my hometown. It's kind of nice to finish my role as the program chair at home. Toronto is a large, diverse city with a population of around 3 million people. That makes it the fourth largest city in North America behind Mexico City, New York, and Los Angeles. And there's something for everybody in Toronto. The conference center itself stands in the shadow of the CN Tower and is in the center of many of the main attractions that we have in Toronto. We have a number of bars and several live music options. So right next door to the conference center, there's the Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium. If you think of an aquarium as being just a few old boring fish, this will certainly change your perception of what an aquarium is. We also have the new Aga Khan Museum, which is about a 20-minute drive north of downtown, but well worth the visit. Another thing about Toronto that I want to mention is the travel to and from the airport. It has improved considerably over the last few years. We have a city airport right downtown, mainly served by Porter Airlines. That's very convenient. And the bus, free bus from the airport will drop you right close to the convention center. And we also have a fast train link now from the airport right downtown. So it's far better than any taxi or Uber option that you may take. As far as the meeting itself, the keynote speaker is a local professor and author, AJ Agarwal, author of Prediction Machines. Toronto itself is something of a hub for AI projects and is slated to be the home of a smart city funded by Google. This is known as the Sidewalk Lab projects. I'm sure you can Google that and find more out about it if you're interested. But I'll pause there and let Kelly tell us a bit more about the general session. Kelly.
Yeah, so something new this year. For the general sessions this year, we have a celebrity MC, Michelle Romanow, an engineer and serial entrepreneur who starred on the hit show Dragon's Den. And so for those of non-Canadians, Dragon's Den is the Canadian version of Shark Tank. Michelle is also co-founder of the investing firm ClearBank, located in San Francisco.
Yeah, and so we only have one keynote speaker as such, but we also have an executive panel. So talking about innovation and disruption, a topic that's very close to my heart. So a number of executives, senior executives, will discuss their thoughts on innovation and disruption. And we also have a number of individual sections also on this topic, including one that I'm involved with on the Wednesday. Kelly, let's move on to why some of the other reasons people should attend this the 2019 annual meeting and exhibit.
Absolutely. This is my first year as co-chair of the annual meeting, but I've attended the annual meeting for a number of years. And when I go to the annual meeting, I like to sample a diverse cross-section of sessions. My registration this year is skewed to the sessions pertaining to innovation, as that's a key theme, and there's a number of great sessions, even those that aren't directly linked to my current area of practice, because I like to learn about new and innovative practices, which I can then apply to what myself and my team are doing. This year, some of the sessions I'm really excited about are actuarial innovation and technology, bias, fairness, and discrimination issues in the use of statistical models, the innovation workshop, and innovations in reducing pension plan risks. And there are so many others.
Yeah, I think one of the standout features of the annual meeting is just the sheer range of sessions to really have something for everybody. I'm also very proud that over the last 5 years, reviews have steadily improved. We've put a number of initiatives in to really try to pull up the quality of the sessions. And we don't see a massive jump, but slowly we've introduced ways to improve it, more coaching for speakers and stuff like that. So if anyone hasn't been to an annual meeting for a number of the years, it's a good time to give it a second try, not only in Toronto, but to see how much the content has changed and the range of sessions, etc. For me, we have a number of sessions on predictive analytics. I also like the innovation ones. We We also have, the SOA has a number of new research initiatives, and one of those I've been involved with is on innovation and technology. So we're presenting those sessions. I'm particularly excited to hear Neil Raden speak again. He has spoken at SOA meetings in the past and it's got extremely great reviews. And this time he's talking on the topic of ethics in AI. Kelly, do you want to talk about some of the other sessions you've been to in the past that we have again? It's not your first meeting, it's just your first one as co-chair.
Yeah, so the Women's Leadership Forum is always a highlight for me each year. It's a fabulous opportunity to hear from successful female actuaries, as well as some like-minded peers from across practice areas. This year's theme for the Women Leadership Forum is Women and the Purpose-Driven Innovation. In this session, presenters are going to look at the intersection of purpose and innovation and explore why women are wired to flourish in highly collaborative, purpose-driven environments. This session always sells out, so I'd encourage attendees to register soon. This year, we continue to have a number of fabulous sessions on the soft skills, leadership, and influence side of things, and I'd encourage folks to come out and look at those as they kind of balance out their technical repertoire.
Yeah, and beyond the sessions and the other things we've discussed, is also the networking, the social events, and also the exhibit. The format of the exhibit has changed a little bit this year to give longer exhibit hours. I'd certainly encourage people to come down and visit the exhibit hall when they're visiting. So, Kelly, do you have any final comments on the meeting?
Yes, Kevin, I'm just excited for the annual meeting, and I hope to see people there.
Great.